Hey guys, what's going on? Nathan here, and I want to welcome you to the Unplugged Freedom podcast. Now, the reason that I chose Unplugged Freedom is because it's in reference to the Matrix. When you unplug from the Matrix, you see the world in a totally new way. You see the world for what it actually is. So, unplugged from the system, you become free. You have the ability to do whatever you wanted to do, to achieve the things that you've always wanted to achieve. Because when you're plugged into the system, you are limited by whatever the system tells you. I've heard people say, you can only make so much money because I have only so much formal education. And at the end of the day, when you're unplugged from the system and you're unplugged from the Matrix, in reality, you know that you don't need formal education in order to increase your income. And this is what unplugged really means, is because you unplug yourself from the system, you know that you can better yourself in any which way, whether it be your finances, it be your personal well-being, it be your relationship, your dating, your family, your parenting, anything. So always remember that. Always remember that you have that ability to do whatever it is that you want to achieve those things. So that's why I chose Unplugged Freedom, because I believe that it means a lot. And there's a lot of people right now who are still plugged into the system. And it's very unfortunate because they only see the world in so much. They can only see it as far as they can throw. But when you are unplugged from the Matrix, you realize, hey, wait a minute, I may be here today, but that doesn't mean that's where I'm gonna stay. For me personally, I remember times in my life where I was sleeping in my car for a month. I would be sleeping in Starbucks, you know, just to get some sleep. I would be showering in the gym, and then even bringing my clothes in and thinking, you know, this may be where I am today, but that's okay because I know for a fact that it's not where I'm gonna be soon enough. And that was about 8 years ago. That was 8 years ago. And I remember situations like that, and I've always had it with me that it doesn't matter where you are, it's where you're going. So no matter where you are today or where you've been before, don't worry about that. But if there's a direction that you want to go and you know that I don't want to be in this one spot, then you have that ability to achieve that. And I never started off having everything. I grew up in the foster care system. I had an abusive alcoholic mother. You know, I had my troubles going through as a teenager. But somewhere down along the road, I decided, you know what? This may be where people expect me to be because of how I've been brought up. This may be where people think that I'm going in life because of my background and who I am and where I came from. But I didn't want that. I didn't want that for myself. So for me, I unplugged myself from the Matrix, from the system, because when you're plugged into it, you're very limited to your vision and your sight. And when I talk to those kinds of people, it's like we're just missing each other because they don't understand me and I don't understand them, because I have such a vision outside of the box. I'm definitely unplugged from the Matrix, and anything is possible. And so that's why I chose Unplugged Freedom. And so I want to help people and show people what is possible out there. And what this podcast is going to be about is really taking things that I learn, whether it be daily or weekly, whatever it is, and share that with you and put it into my own words and teach you so that you can also learn that as well, so you can better your life, so you can go in a direction that you've always wanted to. Go after a way of life that you've always wanted to. Increase your finances like you've always wanted to. And I'm going to share all kinds of things with you in how I went from having incredible amounts of debt that was just costing me money to paying off all of my debt. Essentially, for me personally, being free. And that's really what it is for about me. It was learning that freedom was a huge thing for me in my life. And I thought, how am I going to get that? And where am I going to get it from? Now, freedom may not be for you. Security may be for you. But that's totally fine. It's just making sure that that is what you want. Because if freedom is very big for someone, and they try to go after security by getting a secure job, secure relationship, and secure family, all that kind of stuff, they're going to feel trapped. And it's because they're trying to live a life that is not of their own, but it's of somebody else, or maybe it's something that somebody else expects of them. So that's what this podcast is going to be all about, is I'm going to be sharing things with you along the way, and I hope that you email me one day and you tell me, hey, Nathan, you know, I listened to your podcast one day and you had mentioned this, and I took that, I read that book, I did that course, I changed my job, I moved out of my city, I did this, I did whatever. And you come back to me and you tell me how your life has improved because of something you may have listened to. Because this is something that, for me personally, I've always had. I joined the Army thinking that that's what I wanted to do. All throughout high school, I was in Army cadets. I wanted to join the Army, and I thought that that's what I wanted to do, literally. So what happened was I went after that dream. I remember, embarrassingly enough, I went to my local surplus store, military army surplus store. I went there and I bought the military pants, and the camouflage is called CADPAT, green CADPAT, Canadian CADPAT. And so I bought those and I wore them at the gym. And they're just these baggy camo Canadian style pants. And I look back at it now and I just think it's hilarious because that I actually did that. But that's how driven I was to go and join the Army. That's how bad I wanted this. And then I put in my application. I did the whole medical, the testing, all that kind of stuff. And then I got accepted and it was like a whole new ball game. And I was like, this is it. And, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time. I now was set up to go start my career, and I thought I was going to do 25 years. 25 years, stretch it out maybe to 30 years, would have put me at 50 years old. Yeah, 45, 50 years old when I retired. That was my plan. I still remember flying across the country, going to Quebec, and standing in my window and looking out at night, just got into the building in the Army where we do our basic training in Saint-Jean-Richelieu, something like that. When you do your basic training there, it's a huge building. I think it houses like 5,000 people. Huge building. And there's just people everywhere. You're kind of confined to this one building, so it's a bit mentally tough. And I still remember flying across the country, and I'm finally get settled into my room, and I close the door, and I'm 20 years old, and I'm looking out the window, out at the lights, it's dark, and I'm just thinking, what the hell did I just do? I have no idea. But I'm so thankful for that opportunity, that time in my life, Because fast forward 4 years later, I was leaving the Army. I couldn't leave the Army fast enough. So my dream was to join the Army for so long. Then I got into it and I was like, this is not how life should be. You know, I just feel like there's so much more to this. And I wanted to pursue that. And I had people around me who were just saying things like, Nathan, this is reality. Like, I don't know what you expect. Like, and people always think that I don't want to work. Like, they just think that I'm lazy in a way. They're like, yeah, you have to work, Nathan. Like, this is how it is. I'm like, it's no. Like, it's not that I don't want to work. Like, I want to fucking work. Like, I love working. I'm one of the hardest workers that are out there. You get me to do a job that I enjoy, I will not only do that job, I will do it extremely well and most likely better than most other people. And that's just the way I am. So it was funny because people would actually think that I was lazy and that I didn't want to work. And they would say things like that. I'm like, well, you have to work, Nathan. You can't just, you know, be at home not doing anything. It's like, no, like, it's not that I don't want to work. So anyways, I got out of the military and I didn't know what I wanted to do. What the heck did I do? I was kind of doing some online marketing, which is very interesting. And I still do that today. And because I realized that the power of the internet was, it's amazing that you can make money just using the internet, using a camera, using a microphone like I am. I've got an iPhone, I got an Android, I got a laptop. If everything was taken away from me, everything, I wouldn't necessarily care because I have my laptop, my phones, and with those things, I can do whatever I need to do. So I left the military and I started to look at jobs differently. Started thinking, what if I got a job that would improve his skill? Because I remember one of the guys that I was following, he talked about how he hated calling, cold calling, because of his business. And he said, I took a job, not for the pay, not for anything, but for the skill. And if you do that, your whole life will change. Because you will then just take jobs to improve your skills. And so he took a job where he was forced to make cold calls. And he got better on the phone. And so in his business, he was recruiting people. And he was better on the phone because of this. So I thought, well, what a great opportunity. So I remember I got a job working at the Apple Store. The Apple Store is amazing for sales. I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks we had to do sales training in a hotel. And it was super cool. I really wish I had that book still that they gave to you. It was really, really good information. The whole process of start to finish at the Apple Store, you have no idea how amazing that whole process is. And I really like that. And then I went into Volkswagen sales. I worked for Volkswagen, worked at the car dealership. And this was a different kind of sell. And so this was much more difficult. And especially with, we were in an auto mall. So we had Ford, we had Mazda, we had 17 different dealerships all around us in one spot. And it was difficult, that's for sure, especially when Volkswagens were a much more premium kind of car. They're a little bit more expensive than your regular Ford, Toyota, things like that. Well, maybe not Toyota. So then I moved that, but I was improving my sales skills. And so then after that, I left my six-year relationship left my six-year relationship and I fell apart. 6 years was a long time. What had happened was we got together in my hometown. And we were young, we were naive, whatever. We got together. I joined the Army. Now I'm moving across the country. We both move across country. And then I'm in the Army for a good few years. We moved to another city. And then after that, I decided to leave the army. So then we left the army. Well, I left the army. And then we moved to a whole nother city. Within that 6 years, a lot had happened. You take someone who is 19 years old until they're 25 years old. And so much has happened within that 5 years. More happened in that 5 years than most people's entire life. And so when I left that relationship, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know anything about me. It used to always be her and I, always together. And it was just never Nathan by himself. And I thought this was so interesting, because when I left that, I had no idea who I am, what I stood for. Just, I was so lost. And that's where I had left, and I just started for an entire month. I literally slept in my car for an entire month. I was supposed to go to a friend's house, but he had said, hey, look, I can't get you to come here because my sister said no. And at the time, I was ashamed that we broke up. And just because it was mutual doesn't mean it was easy. It's always hard because it's a piece of your life. And I didn't want to call my parents and tell them the truth. I wasn't ready for that. There's actually a quote, and I believe Tony Robbins says it. And he says that a man, I wish I could really remember it. A man will do anything to preserve his identity. And this is very true. Like, men will, when they are a certain identity, they will go to extreme lengths to preserve that. And you can actually research this and look into it, that men especially, if they're a successful business owner, and this is exactly where I got it from. Tony Robbins was interviewing this one business owner. He was way up there. And then all of a sudden, he came down and he lost everything. He lost his friends' life savings. He lost other people's money. Like, he just went way down. And he was at the point where he was going to kill himself. And he figured, you know what, if I do this, what's also another benefit is that the insurance money will be able to pay off these people. And he would be able to preserve his identity as a successful business owner. He didn't want to be back at the bottom and start at the bottom. And so for me, why I decided to sleep in my car, and I actually didn't fully understand this until afterwards, is because I was preserving that identity. I was preserving the fakeness that we were still together. Not necessarily that we were together, but I didn't want to tell anybody that we had separated. I don't think anybody knew within that month. I can't remember. And I didn't tell anybody how I was feeling or what I was going through, because that meant to be vulnerable, I always remember one of my friends always said, Nathan, you've got to learn to be vulnerable. And that's always stuck with me. That's very much has always stuck with me. It's something that is, I'm a very logical person. I'm very introverted, but at the same time, I do have the tendencies and the skills to be able to be extroverted when the time is needed. But to be vulnerable is extremely, has always been something that there's much, much more room for improvement. So left the relationship. I'm trying to preserve everything and trying to figure out who the hell am I? Where the heck am I going? And I was a mess, complete mess. And so there were nights where I would just drive, and I would find a place to sleep that night. I had all my belongings and everything in my car, a little Volkswagen Jetta, had all my belongings in my car, and I couldn't even put the seat back because I had so much stuff. So I'd be sitting, sleeping straight up. Just brutal. And I remember the first couple of nights were just sucked. And I thought, how the heck am I going to figure this out? And one thing that was always certain, I always kept my mindset intact. Like I had mentioned before, I knew that just because this is where I was today, it didn't mean that's where I was going to be tomorrow. Because being where you are and where you were has no meaning. It's all about where you want to go and what you're doing to get there. So what I had done is I had realized that I would sleep in parks. So I'd go walk through a park and I would sleep. I even have this one photo of a bench where I would sleep close to, because it was kind of away. There was all these other benches that were in the open where people would be walking by, but there was this one bench in this one park, and I can see it in my mind where I would walk there, and it was kind of hidden amongst these trees, and I liked it because I could be there and kind of escape from the world. And so I would just put my stuff down and I'd lay down and I would just fall asleep there. And it was the same thing in the library. I'd go to the library and just sit on one of their comfy chairs and sleep on the chair. Starbucks, I would do the same thing too. But there was always one thing that I would always do, and that was keeping my mindset strong. I always was listening to something positive. I was always reading something positive, whether it was a book. I always had that vision of where I wanted to go, what I wanted to be and achieve. And I did this for a month. I actually, when I was sleeping, what I figured out next to that one park, there was this one road and it had this very steep hill. And I would park there and I'd put my e-brake on, and the e-brake would barely hold, and it was so steep that I would actually be like leaning back now that I was sleeping. And so that's what I would do sometimes. There was even one time where I was always trying to find like new places to sleep. And so I found this one place early and before I found the hills. And I go to this one spot and I parked and I just took my contacts out, and I'm blind as a bat without my contacts. Just took my contacts out and I'm ready to just watch a show. And I even remember the show. It was some sort of like a network marketing success video, like pyramid thing, I think it was called. It's like a documentary. It's really cool. And all of a sudden, this cop pulls up. I was like, fuck. And so he comes up to the window. He's like, hey, what's going on? I was like, I'm just, and I told him, I was like, I'm just, like, gonna take a nap here. And he's like, why? And I said, well, and I made up this whole story of, like, we moved into a place, but I don't have the key yet. My girlfriend's a day behind because she had car troubles or something, and I'm just kind of here waiting. And either way, it was a shit story. And all I was thinking, I remember just like, dude, just leave me alone. Like, I'm already like down in the fucking shitter. Like, just don't even. And so he kept asking like questions, and I was trying to, I'm like, yeah, that, and I'm trying to make it up as he's talking to me. And so finally, I think he realized something, and he's just like, all right, well, you can't sleep here. All right. And I said, okay. Because if that story were true, like, why wouldn't you just get a hotel? Right. So then I took off and I found some other place to sleep, and that's what I did for an entire month. And there was always one place, actually. It was a rest area. It was the very last rest area that you could go to coming into Vancouver. But it was a bit further out, so it was a little bit more troubling because I didn't have money to keep driving all the way out there, you know, day in, day out. So it would be like a little treat sometimes that I would go out there. And it was a rest area. So if you were sleeping in your car, nobody questioned it. I could take out my blanket and I could just like, you know, just be fully relaxed and sleeping there. If I wanted to sleep on the grass, I could sleep on the grass comfortably because people coming in and people coming out, like they just see somebody who's been driving all day, is tired and wants to take a nap before they continue on. But when you're sleeping on the sidewalk somewhere in the city, in your car, imagine what that feels like. And yeah, I did that for an entire month. And that's where, like I said, I never stopped putting positive things in my mind. I could have easily went down that other path and saying how I'm such a failure, how I'm such a loser, I have nothing, I'll never amount to anything. Never did I ever have those thoughts. It was always, how can I improve myself? I would work out. I still had a gym membership. I would work out. I would shower. I'd literally bring my clothes into the shower and wash them there. And I'd hang them in my car. I'd kind of put it all over my stuff, my belongings. And this was in June of 2012. That's when it was, the entire month of June. I even went to, I think I was part of a network marketing company as well, and I went to one of the big meetings there, who, one of my friends and upline, I met with him, and I remember I broke down in front of him, because I think he might have been one of the very few people who actually knew that we had broken up, because I told him, but he didn't know that I was sleeping in my car. And so it was a very interesting time, but I'm grateful for it and I'm appreciative for it, because I know how positive thinking and positive books and podcasts like this, whatever it may be, I know how effective that they can be, that no matter how shitty things might get, just remember that it almost doesn't matter. Just keep focused on where you want to go and what you want to do in order to get there. Always have quotes. I always have quotes that I memorize. So, you know, it's like one of my favorite ones is, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. And I've always had that quote, and I've always had that with me during hard times. And I've always been able to reference back to it and say, you know, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. And it is. It is 100%. That time in my life, I'm very grateful for, because one, I had the courage to be able to leave the relationship. There's many people in relationships today who are not happy. And they don't have the courage to be able to leave a relationship. It's extremely hard to leave a relationship, especially if, let's say, they are high school sweethearts. Let's say they started dating when they were 16 and now they're 25, 35, 45 years old. They don't know anything. So how could they even possibly think of leaving that relationship? The only thing that they know is, this relationship sucks, this relationship, you know, I'm treated like shit, but at least they know that. The fear of the unknown is what gets people. And you'll learn throughout this podcast, when I share more stuff with you, that I've learned to really chase that. And it doesn't get easier. I change my life. I do incredible things all the time, whether it's traveling, whether it's leaving a job, whether it's moving out of a city, there's all kinds of things that I do. The fear that is within that, it never goes away. It's always there. You just know to recognize it and know that It's going to be there. You accept it, but you have the courage to be able to move forward with it. Whether that's leaving a job, leaving a relationship, cutting ties with family, whatever it may be. You have that courage, and just always know that it's the fear is always there. And I will usually soak in that fear for a little bit. Because what that allows me to do is allows me to understand what people go through. Understand why people stay in relationships that are not good for them. Understand why people stay in jobs that are not good for them. So this is the beginning of Unplugged Freedom. Over the weeks, months, years, I hope to inspire you and give you tidbits of information that you can take and that you can actually use to better yourself. And as long as you're bettering yourself, you don't have to make huge leaps and bounds every single day. If you just make small changes every single day, and you do that for an entire year, you're a completely different person at the end of that year. And if you continue that day in and day out, and then all of a sudden 3 years passes, 8 years passes, 10 years pass, and you've changed and you've grown and you've bettered yourself, you've learned, you've struggled, you've succeeded, you get to look back at yourself a year, 5 years, 10 years from now, and you get to think, wow, that's where I was, and this is where I am now. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those small little changes, day in and day out. So I hope that you get a lot from Unplugged Freedom, and I hope to share that with you. And I hope to see your success. I hope to see you do amazing things, because that's one of the things that I've always wanted for people, is to do amazing things. People have the potential to do incredible things, but what they actually do is usually pretty sad. So I will leave you at that. I hope that I'll see you again, and we'll talk soon.